This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, the official start of the show is upon us. It's Starkey in for the guys today on Memorial Day. And now that this is the official start, of course, we begin with remembering and acknowledging and honoring all those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to keep us free over many, many, many decades and their families. That's what today is about. So I wanted to send that out at the start of the show, Dom, and I know you share those sentiments, and that's where we begin today.
Yeah, very well said. This is a holiday that, you know, is fun because we have barbecues and people have off, but it, you know, it's for a very special and important reason.
It really is. So that's where we begin, and then we move on here to the little toy store of the world, which is sports, and the real toy store, which is our little building here. And that's where we left off, planning perhaps an intervention with City Limits, Austin Bechtold, both on his clothing, his living situation, and his lack of a girlfriend, for better terms. Yes? Little hat trick there?
Summed up very well.
Yeah. So you wanted to take that a step further?
To what Chris Mahler had to say?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, he took a shot at you and Limits,
and
is
Limits.
That right?
Okay. Simultaneously, Joe.
Okay.
And, you know, I hesitate to bring this up because, as you said, everybody gets along around here, and I love everybody, especially the afternoon guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, well,
was that a subtle shot at us, me and Bob?
No, I love you guys, too, and the morning guys.
Just not as much as them.
They're like my home in home.
I understand.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
That show's special to me. So I hesitate to bring this up, but, you know, I feel like I have to.
Hesitate no more. Let's hear it.
So this was Thursday. They were talking about the next up on the fan contest that's going on.
Yes.
This is about 30 seconds.
And I think, let me preface this.
Please.
Malzi may feel a little bit insecure about this and jealous of these people. And you know how sometimes the last person you want to be like is yourself. Like, I would never belong to a club that would have me as a member type of thing. I think Malzi may feel this way about the fan contest because it's what produced him. He doesn't want to be associated with another him. Like, I got here of my own volition. These people are just out auditioning for a contest, right? So I just wanted to throw that out there with whatever's coming next.
That's okay. That's a fair. It's a fair point. He's like, to be honest, he's like the Kelly Clarkson of the fan. He won a, you know, the first winner of a contest.
Let me tell you something, Dom. I wasn't really aware of Kelly Clarkson until 6 months ago. Maybe a year ago.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, I knew she existed, but was totally, totally unaware she had her own show. That she, how did she make her name on the Voice?
American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah.
She is unbelievable. And the reason that I got interested in all the things she's doing is because she had Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber on her show, and he's a miraculous guitar player and singer. So he sang a song written about his guitar, how much his guitar means to him. She starts crying in the middle of it, everybody's blown away because she didn't know he even played guitar. She was like ready to, you know, say, oh, that was really good, Jeff, let's move on type thing. You tried the guitar. How cute. Meanwhile, the guy's like practically a maestro, right? Is that the way to say that? Maestro.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways.
Sure. And then she sang the song on her karaoke that she opens the show with. She sang his song 5 months later, and now I can't get enough of her. I think she's unbelievable. She's got one of the greatest voices I've ever heard.
Unbelievable singer. And people discredit her, at least at first, because, oh, she won a karaoke contest, and that's how she broke into the business.
Same with Malzy. That brings us full circle.
So this was Thursday, 30 seconds. I'll play it the full way through. Them talking about the contest. At least, you know, it was brought up.
If all of our current fan hosts were doing this and actually jockeying for a job, do you know who I think the finals would come down to, Donnie? Be the guy across from me versus Crowley, believe it or not.
I think it would be Austin Bechtold versus Intern Dom. I had somebody say to me today,
that's so.
Intern Dom or Austin Bechtold, one of them will be the next Colin Cowherd, and we'll see who's going to win the race to get there.
Did this person sign it to you because they're deaf?
I do like that.
I mean, come on. That was out of nowhere, Joe.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. I'm eating a blueberry muffin.
I was very taken aback because I've never taken a shot at Malzy. I loved Chris.
And you just played a clip that was meant to expose a shot they took at you. It was a shot at me from both of them.
No,
they mentioned every other guy on the fan, but me could win this thing?
Oh.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
I mean, Crowley, I'm surprised he didn't say Doran, Pomp, you, Malzy, anybody but Starkey
except
is
you.
Basically what he said.
If all of our current fan hosts were doing this and actually jockeying for a job, do you know who I think the finals would come down to, Donnie? Be the guy across from me versus Crowley, believe it or not.
I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and you're telling me that's a shot at you?
Well, he said that the person who tried complimenting me and Austin, or Austin and I, whatever grammatically correct, and he said, what, are they deaf?
Well, let's hear that again.
I mean, that's
the second part of that
that's
again.
That's insulting. Here,
he also insulted Donnie, the guy he was talking to.
He's insulting everybody.
I had somebody say to me today,
that's so.
Intern Dom or Austin Bechtold, one of them will be the next Colin Cowherd, and we'll see who's going to win the race to get there.
Did this person sign it to you because they're deaf?
That is pretty good. That's actually a great line by Malzy, and he just made up for insulting me.
It is a good line. I'll give it up to him. It's a good line, but unwarranted.
Who should feel more insulted, me or you? That's my question now.
Yeah, you weren't even mentioned.
Right.
You've been here since the start of the station.
Yeah.
And you worked with him, for God's sake.
Right.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah.
And Donnie, what about Donnie? How is he not insulted by
Donnie's
this?
Donnie's pretty much a full-time host at this point, too. Donnie didn't get mentioned once.
I think Donnie's a rising star myself.
I think Donnie's a risen star.
Did you sense any sarcasm in Pony's voice talking about one of you as the next Colin Cowherd? I think you should be more insulted by Pony's tone than Malzy's actual words, in my opinion.
See, Joe, this is why you're so good at what you do, because that's an excellent observation. That was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, you know, Pony, who's been my biggest advocate here.
Right.
You know what? Let's listen to it one more time, because I do sense.
There's no doubt that was the biggest insult there.
I had somebody say to me today.
That's so.
Intern Dom or Austin Bechtold, one of them will be the next Colin Cowherd, and we'll see who's going to win the race to get there.
Yeah. That must hurt. No?
He said it. He was like holding back a laugh. Like it was so, you know, such a joke to him.
I'll tell you what would be unbelievable. Are you aware that there was once a competition to see who would be opposite myself and Josh Miller on the afternoon show? Were you aware of this fan history?
I might have heard the story, but please tell it again.
So Josh and I were floundering. John Seibel had moved on to Dayton, Ohio, and we needed a new after. They wanted to add a third guy to the afternoon show. So they had Colin Dunlap, Pony, and Malzy each audition for multiple days, openly saying it was a contest. You're not aware of any of this, are you?
I mean,
just say no. It's okay.
Yeah, no. I thought Chris just.
So in comes pony, and, you know, he needs some days his own studio, right? It's just with two other people, it ain't working. And the same with Colin. You know, he's a big personality. It just didn't feel like with three, it was going to go. And then in comes Malzi, who played his hand unbelievably well. Very conciliatory when necessary. Timing impeccable. And he won. Josh and I recommended him. Pony was bitter for 6 months. Bet you didn't know that.
That makes sense. Because he was still doing evenings at the time, right?
Right. Barely talked to me.
Wow.
Barely talked to anybody. It was a very bitter scene.
Really?
And then, of course, eventually, there was a palace coup and he replaced me. And I was pushed down to the 10 a.m. show out of prime time.
And you took the spot that Pony was in.
Yes, with Ron Cook, we switched.
Yeah.
That's all forgotten now these days. I think everybody landed where they needed to land. But man, it's been quite a ride. And as I was saying, this is the happiest I've ever been. Who wouldn't be happy with Bob Pompeiani when he shows up?
Right. Anyway?
Little Limits and Bob. I mean, Ron and I like Ron. But you wake up to Ron Cook every morning, that's going to take a toll. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I produced for Ron twice and I almost quit.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
Always truth in a joke. Ron would show up here at this time, before this, just to show up, I think, to beat traffic from the North Hills and sit in that conference room over there, pretend he was working. But if you walked up the stairs and you looked like over his shoulder from the stairs, you could see he was playing solitaire on his computer. That's all he was doing. And dreading every minute before I got in there.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And come on. You'll wake up to Ron Cook every morning?
It's
a wonder I'm still here.
I've always wondered this, and so I'll ask you. Did you guys talk a lot off the air? Like, were you guys texting buddies? Did you guys call each other, hang out?
No.
Never?
No. Which is why I was so utterly stunned. Now, Ron is a good man, and we became friendly at the end. And we're friendly at times. Had some laughs together. But he absolutely stunned me one night, I don't know, 3 months before he left, when he said, hey, let's go out for a drink at Shooters. Meet me at Shooters. What? Meet you at Shooters? For what? And keep in mind, Dom, if I had asked every media person in this town 2 years ago, pick one guy, young or old, who's going to die on the job that we're literally going to be carrying out of a game or a show or, you know, in the middle of a column, 100% of them would have said Ron Cook. So it wasn't even on my radar that something like that could be announced or that he could tell me. Although there was a little birdie back here who had heard something about Ron. I'm like, no, because there's always little birdies who have, you know, little tidbits for you in this business.
Right.
And they're almost always wrong. So there's Ron sitting up at the bar at Shooters. First time we had ever socialized of our own volition. I said, hi, Ron. We sit down. We BS for a little while. There's some golf guy there. By the way, I've forgotten how to play golf. It's unbelievable what's happened to me. It's like, and I'm not joking around, it's when like Pedro forgot how to throw to first or Steve Blast disease like that. I went out with some poor man named Mike. He's a basketball coach at Keystone Oaks yesterday. We saw each other at Mount Lebanon. I know I'm switching stories. I'll switch back to Ron. He's all happy. Hey, I listened to you on the fan. I'm like, yeah, we should play together here at Mount Lebanon. Late in the day, turned into a beautiful day. And he witnessed the complete breakdown and meltdown of another man. I couldn't hit the ball off the tee. I couldn't do any kind of shot. It was like squirting out to the left and right. It was tragic in a golf sense. So I was almost weeping. I'm like, I gotta go. I quit. I may never play this game again. And I'm sorry that you had to witness this. Nice guy, Mike. So anyway, Ron then breaks the news to me. I'll never forget it. Sitting at that bar with a big, tall beer in front of him. Probably his 30th of the day, but who knows, Dom? And he says, Folsey had just resigned, I don't know, a couple of weeks earlier and was working out the string. Ron says something to the effect of, you know how Folsey is leaving? And I'm like, yeah. And I thought he was going to say something about the show. He's like, I'm following him out the door. That was his line. I'll never forget it, Dom. Did I call you limits?
No, you're good. Not that I think so.
I'll never forget that. I said a swear word, two words actually. And then I'm like, no way. What? He's like, yep. And he was inspired by the Jimmy Johnson book about how Jimmy Johnson got out of coaching a little bit earlier than people expected him to. And it was because of QTL. Do you know what that is, Dom? Of course you don't.
Mm-mm.
Quality time left. And this hit Ron like a ton of bricks reading the book. He gave me the book. Quality time left. It turned out Ron had been plotting for years to retire. Had a house in Florida that he was saving up for by never picking up the check for anybody, including that night. And then he moved to Fort Myers into his house. And I've never been so surprised at anything in my life. There's no interaction with another human being that has surprised me that much. Was I happy? Of course I was, part of me. But yes, also sad. And just absolutely stunned.
I mean, you guys worked together for 5 years?
I don't know.
I think it was 28. I think it was like 5 years you guys were together.
I lose track of all time. And Ron, I still can't believe it, actually. I still can't believe that he left. Nobody can. He was the guy that was going to work until he dropped, literally. And then he just said, the hell with it, and went off to Florida. I'm happy for him. And I've never seen somebody transform this much in a short period of time. I went to visit him. This was just 3-4 months after he quit. Totally new human being. He dropped 20 pounds. He was tan, smiling from ear to ear the whole time.
How many times do you think Ron has listened to the station since he retired?
None.
Zero times? I was shocked when you guys had him on a few months ago. I think it was March, maybe?
Yeah.
I was stunned because I thought there's no way in hell that Ron ever comes back onto this air.
Well, we had a little problem after that with, was it our 15th anniversary show? Is that what it was?
Yes, in February.
Yeah.
I think it was before you guys had him on.
And it seemed, and I never confirmed this, that Ron wanted an all expenses paid trip here to appear on the air. And that didn't happen. So he didn't go on the air. And then he told people, I'm a has-been. You know.
All expenses paid. What is he, Paul McCartney?
I know. I'm going to get a crick in my neck because I feel like when I'm talking to you, I should turn like it makes any difference to people. Right? I mean, I'm the one on camera. You're not on camera. And then we're on the radio. So what difference does it make if I'm looking at you, except between you and I feel like it enhances the conversation.
Well,
right?
Hosts normally like looking at a producer because I'm kind of your audience right now.
Yeah.
You can visualize it.
Right.
Least.
I think it's a natural human instinct, but it's also creating a severe problem because I'm only turning my head one way for 4 hours, right?
Yeah. You could always switch seats if you want, but then that becomes a whole other thing. It's not like you use that computer in front of you anyway.
No, I've never touched the thing. You were unbelievable on barbecues on the pre-show today.
Oh, you listened?
Or on your show. Well, I had to. I was driving in.
And thank you.
You said you hate barbecues and they're overrated. That eating a pig is the worst thing Americans have ever invented, if they invented it. I don't know that we did. And that brings us back to cavemen, or to cavemen. I feel like, and I've told people this at various times, and I don't know why this always comes up during the morning show when I fill in 2-3 times a year. We've done things on Vikings. God knows we've done things on Cowboys, you know. The most overdone thing in the world is like English people from, you know, the Renaissance or whatever it was, right? There's been a trillion shows about that.
Right.
Why no cave people shows? Why don't we know more about, I guess they're our ancestors, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is there some controversy about that? I don't know. I feel like there's never really been a show about how cave people, cavemen lived. And I want to know what they were like. What did they do? Did they eat pigs, for example? Is that where it started?
Well, the Flintstones did exist for a while. I think he was a caveman. But
that,
you mean
that's
like,
actually, that might be the closest we've gotten, but that was actually a futuristic show.
Good point. Good point. It wasn't
I think it was meant to be after the apocalypse, sort of a Back to the Future thing.
Yeah, they were flying cars in that show, so that definitely wasn't from back in the day. Yeah, it's a good point by you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm interested. I am. I think everybody would be.
I think they just lived like, you know, they were naked in caves 24/7 and hunted and that was it. So I don't know how much.
I mean, there's more to it than that. They had feelings. They were people. There were relationships. They went on dates.
Did they?
Probably sports. I don't know. Did they? That's the thing. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Did they have sports talk? I don't know.
I wonder if cavemen.
Caveman had sports talk? I don't know. Is that where the man cave originated? I don't know.
Good question.
I think so.
I wonder if cavemen had more luck with women than Bechtold. I bet they did. I bet they did.
Any subspecies of ours did, yes. Going way back to the beginning of time.
Right. Yeah, there really is no caveman or man story.
Or cave people. I don't know what the politically
or
correct
people,
term.
Or yeah. Cave people.
Right.
Cave women.
Right. There's nothing. There's nothing documenting that. And I think they could make it really interesting. Because, you know, you make them sound like very simplistic humans. Like we eat, we sleep, we procreate, and that's it. They were people.
No, but that's pretty much all they did.
There was jealousy. There was resentment. There was war. There's everything. What was the show about Vikings a couple of years ago that everybody loved? Maybe it was 10 years ago.
What show about Vikings?
There was a really popular show about Vikings. Look it up. I don't know what it was called.
Oh, it was called Vikings. First comment, Vikings is one of the worst series I've ever seen.
But people loved it. Why are we so enamored with like the golden night of the table or something? That period of time.
Oh, like medieval times?
Medieval, that's the word I've been looking for the whole segment. And there's been a trillion shows and movies about medieval times. I feel like cave people have been slighted in history.
But again, it's because I don't think anything was really happening back in those days.
Everything was happening.
Nothing
That's like saying
happening.
Nothing's happening in the studio. They were humans. There's drama to be had there. When did the cave people get squeezed out? Who replaced them? What was that like? I don't know. Might have been like the Steelers quarterback room. At some point, somebody gets old. We don't need the cave people anymore. We've advanced beyond you. What happened to them? Who was the last cave person? Maybe that's a launching point for a movie.
And
the last cave person.
And there's no famous caveman.
Exactly. Whereas we have Vikings, we have
Brett Favre.
Whoever the most famous Viking was. The guy who I don't know. And then we have all the people from medieval times that we associate. Right?
Leif Erikson, famous Viking.
There you go. Leif Erikson. Somebody the Great was a Viking. All those guys. What about the Greek philosophers?
Oh, like Plato and them?
Socrates, you talk about boring.
Those guys are overrated as
unbelievably overrated. And I guarantee you in the time that they thrived, people would walk to the town square and be like, oh my God, these two guys again. Get me the hell out of here. Right?
And also the stuff they're saying, oh, if you don't push an object, it won't move. Yeah, no bleep, Plato. Like I could have figured that out. That was their big contribution.
Yeah, I know. It's totally overrated. Whereas the cave people, they invented blanking fire, or at least utilized it for the first time. There's no credit for them, right?
They invented fire.
Yeah, and wheels and things like that. How did they even survive? This is like these shows where they drop people on an island and say survive, and they last 10 minutes. It's some combination of Naked and Afraid and what's the one where they do drop people?
Yeah, Survivor.
Survivor. Except they didn't have people, the cameras around, and helicopters to come get them if they got in trouble. Their lifespan must have been like a year. If they lasted 2 years, they were in old age already, right?
It was like an accomplishment if you lived to like
your third
teenage
birthday,
years.
Your teenage years, right? Yeah. The teenagers were the adults at that point, right?
And then you got to imagine like getting food back then probably wasn't that. It was probably a chore to try and eat dinner.
A chore? They probably spent a month out on hunts looking for things, right? Did they drive back then?
No, they barely invented the wheel.
Right, but once they did invent the wheel, did they have things like permits, any tests?
We wouldn't know. There's no documentaries about this.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. And I think it would be interesting. We even have Planet of the Apes, which is great. The original Planet of the Apes is unbelievable.
That whole, with all movies.
Genre.
Are fantastic.
Yeah. So why not the cave people? That's what I say. And I think you agree from looking in there.
We're all descendants of the cavemen.
Seem to be. I don't know. There may be some controversy about that, and I certainly don't want to delve into that. But there were cave people. That part's indisputable, right?
Yeah. Well,
They absolutely had sports, too. I don't know what they were.
I mean, it was probably like throwing sticks at each other, but yeah, sport's a sport.
Right. Today's stick throwing contest, brought to you by Geico, right?
Were they around before or after the dinosaurs? Probably after, right?
Wow, we're both going to look really dumb here. Well, how many people were here before the dinosaurs?
I don't think anybody was here before. Nah, see, I don't know.
What about the Ice Age?
That was before dinosaurs, right?
Did the Ice Age wipe out dinosaurs?
No, an asteroid wiped out dinosaurs. Or aliens, depending on what you believe.
Hmm. So when did the cave people come along in relation to the dinosaurs? I guess that was your original question, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would assume after.
Yeah.
Because we're really getting into the weeds on this, and I love it. I guess, like, humans...
I think their primary sport was probably, did they have golf? Did they hit a rock with a stick into a gopher hole or something?
Yeah, that was their entertainment.
Naked golf? They must have done something.
They were probably better at golf than I am.
All right. I'm sorry about that. But I've always wondered about that. And I honestly believe there needs to be some sort of show about that. I'm astounded that there hasn't been. My God, we have shows about ghosts and witches. And I tune in because the TV is left on TNT a lot to some ridiculous show about these girl witches or something. Have you seen that show?
Yeah, I mean, they have TV shows about people buying wedding dresses. They can't do cavemen shows?
Exactly. Why is it? And have cavemen and people been slighted throughout history? Does that need to be written and said? Is there anybody standing up? Is there an advocate for the cave people?
Nobody.
Maybe me. That might be my next calling.
This is your calling right now.
That began with your diatribe against barbecues, didn't it? What do you have against barbecues specifically?
Well, I think the food barbecue is overrated because it tastes like a birdhouse because you're burning it on charcoal.
Yeah.
I think pork sucks. And just the whole like barbecue experience, you end up smelling like smoke. There's usually too many people. You're outdoors where there's bugs biting you like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You end up spilling food everywhere. It's too much of a hassle. And then my big thing is you go to these barbecues and the people who are doing the barbecuing, they think they're Wolfgang Puck and they know the secrets to barbecue.
Exactly. Right. And you mentioned that you get sucked into becoming the grill guy. I have to tell you though, that's on you. You might be a people pleaser. Because you said whatever barbecue you go to, you wind up being a grill guy. You need to learn to say no to that.
I don't want to be the grill guy.
I'm not even the grill guy at my own barbecue. I've only had one for my girls' softball team 1 year. And I made some other dads on the team do everything fire. I don't know how to fire. I don't even know how to fire up the grill. I'm afraid it's going to explode if I turn it on.
Correct. Thank you. It's a safety hazard.
Right.
And then you're breathing in that smoke, and there's no way that's healthy.
Right. So they turned on the grill. They did all the cooking, and then they cleaned it at the end at my own barbecue. I don't feel well, Dom. Something happened with this coffee.
Is it like bad coffee or something?
No, it's good coffee. Paul Newman coffee.
So what's the issue?
What's the first thing that comes to mind when I mention Paul Newman to you? You even know who he was?
Paul Newman.
Oh, my God.
Well, the name's familiar.
He's one of the most famous actors who ever lived, and he starred in maybe the greatest sports movie ever made in Slapshot.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Slapshot?
Yeah, I have. It's okay. Not the greatest sports movie ever, but yes, I have seen
it. We're not going to talk about sports movies, and we'd really be scraping bottom.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As opposed to talking about people.
Yeah. No, honestly, as your producer, the sports movies are off the table.
I'm unbelievably insulted by Pony and Malzy telling me that if you had this fan off that we're having, that it would come down to Crowley.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And well, anybody but Starkey is basically what they said.
Yeah. They swiped me, your producer,
yeah,
and you in
and
a span
me.
Of
and Donnie.
10 seconds.
And Donnie.
And Donnie. And Pomp. They didn't even mention Pomp.
Right.
Part-time
or
Pomp.
Doran.
Or Doran.
Wow.
Everybody offended.
Yeah. I'm offended, I'll tell you that much. And they're going to hear about it. Who's coming in? Pomp's coming in to do the show at 10, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
The guy shows... he doesn't show up for the show any conventional days, but he's coming in on Memorial Day?
Yeah, today's the day he comes
in. Is this some kind of practical joke he's playing? Unbelievable. Hold on a second, Dom. Are there any time limits here? When does this segment end?
I mean, listen, you end it whenever you end it. I'm the producer. I'll make it work. Let's try and end it somewhat soon. And we'll have a nice long commercial break. Not too long.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown and business security company. I feel like nobody's listening. And even if they were, if they tuned into the last segment, there's less listening now. So It feels like you and I are just sitting here having a conversation. And up next, it feels like the show starts at 7. Like, that's the most realistic time that anybody would tune in, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless people are, you know, traveling somewhere today.
Right. Truck drivers. We had the Fan 15th party down at the casino, and it was amazing how many people driving trucks are out there. So if you're doing that for a living or driving a vehicle of any kind, really appreciate you listening. That's not easy work. Have you ever known a truck driver? My friend Ray used to be a truck driver.
It's
unbelievably grueling.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that. I mean, I'm resentful of pretty much every... I would get in a lot of trouble if I was a truck driver. So I feel like the show begins at 7, and I want to talk about the Pirates and O'Neill Cruz. So let's do that at 7. I completely forgot what I wanted to talk about next, but it felt like... Oh, travel sports. Have you survived that world? Were you in that world?
Oh, I was in that world.
Yeah. Let's talk about travel sports coming up next. I feel sad today. And part of my caffeine-induced haze is trying to avoid feelings that today is probably the last travel game my daughter's ever going to play in sports. And I'm not even there, by the way. It's a 7:30 start, but if they win the first game, I'm going to leave early and have you do the show and go to the second game. It might be too much for me to take anyway. So let's dive into the world of travel sports next, O Limitless Wonder, even though your name is Dom. Starkey in for the guys today with my good friend intern Dom, famous Syracuse alum. Who are the most famous Syracuse alums? Bob Costas?
Costas, Tirico, Jerry Stiller, Megyn Kelly, Joe Biden, Andrew Filippone.
Tim Benz.
A bunch of media people.
I once called Bob Costas for a show I was doing, or a story I was doing on the state of Syracuse football and how it had just plummeted. I think it was under Greg Robinson at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he was great. Called him at HBO just on a flyer. You know, I didn't have his personal number, so I called HBO and they hooked me up to his number and I left a message. Never expecting to hear from him, and he called me back. Wonderful man for that. Would you agree?
Yeah, he's a little too perfect of a broadcaster for my liking, but yeah, he seems like a great guy.
So I mentioned that today it's a sad weekend for me, Dom. Probably my daughter's final travel sports event today, a volleyball match down at the convention center. And if they win, then I'm going to leave and go to the 9:30 match, and you're going to do the show. But it's going to be sad. It already was sad. Last time, she drives a car now, but I was driving her car yesterday to drop her off, so that was the last time we'll ever drive to a travel sports event again. It seems like 5 minutes ago that I was driving her. You know, we'd wake up at 5:30, 6 in the morning, to get to these softball games out in the middle of nowhere. You know, we'd arrive when it was dark and things like that. It was very new and exciting then. What a trip, man. Very literally and figuratively, the world of travel sports, the pluses and the minuses, the good things and the bad things. It's sort of taken over youth sports in a way. Like, it's what schools look at, colleges more. It's sort of superseded high school sports in some ways, which is kind of sad, but there's also positives to it. Like, I enjoyed over the years, for the most part, all the different people, like hanging out all day, having fun at these events, you know? Tons of laughs, tons of good food, sitting out at the softball games. And then there were mixed in with times of severe resentment and anger. All of that. But what a trip. It must have been 6 years of travel sports, softball and volleyball together. All the personalities you run into, all the drama on these teams, sometimes being part of the drama. all the great games, all the horrible games, all the burning in the sun and then the rain and then the volleyball and then this parent complaining and then that, you know, making friends with people, lifelong friends. My friend Mark Ray got me into golf, which I'm angry at him now, but I was thankful for him. It's just a wild world out there of travel sports. I'm not sure it's all good, but some of it definitely is, if you know what I mean. Do you?
Yeah, there's a certain culture around travel sports that isn't great, but from someone who did travel sports and someone whose brother did it even more than I did,
yeah.
And so I went to a bunch of his games.
So you'd be sitting there all day in what, baseball or?
Baseball primarily.
You arrive in the morning, you sort of just...
Yeah. So early. Yeah. So ungodly early.
Did you enjoy those days?
I think in the time I didn't appreciate it as much as I do now. But yeah, I mean, I still had a great time. Like you said, a lot of it is you're sitting there with other families.
Yeah.
Watching baseball on a nice summer day. You have the whole day of just playing games. You don't know when the next game is. It could be at 4, could be at 1.
I know, that's always true.
That's always fun. It's it's great. So enjoy it. Enjoy today. Enjoy.
Well, I'm not going to be there today. It's all over but the shouting now.
Well, what if they win?
Well, then I will enjoy it.
Well, then you will enjoy it.
I'm also having a stomach ache and might have to leave any moment, in which case you need to take over the show.
Did we, at least briefly. Did we approve that with Craig, by the way, if you have to leave that I can take over?
No.
Okay. If I get in trouble, I'm sending him your way.
That's okay. Cool. I'll text him before it happens. Well, so let's see if they win the first game.
Right.
As far as my parenting, I wasn't always the best sports parent, and I thought I would be better than I was. And the disease of, is it about your kid or about you, would sometimes set in, you know, and it would be a pride thing. Like, that's not me on the field, but sometimes it felt like that's an extension of me. And that was unhealthy and not good. But then other days, I was able to just relax into it, especially in the later years. And plus, we had good talks. It was a good chance for her to confront me about some things and have healthy talks about it. But I certainly wasn't always proud of my behavior toward her, even if it was just like, it was more like a fan than like a dad at times. And that never felt good. But all the days of practicing when she was little, those are the things I remember. And I've told her before, it's the memories are not about the games. It's about you and I having fun, either when she used to pitch in softball. She would discover a new pitch or something and we'd be out there practicing. Or it was especially one day during COVID. She was what, 10, 11? I don't remember. And we'd go out. The weather was crappy in the spring, so softball season was delayed. So we have a park in our backyard. And she had been trying to hit this tree over a fence, like hit the ball way out there. And one day, on a crappy, muddy day, she hit a ball and just got all of it on one of my pitches. And we celebrated like it was the World Series. She was running and squealing and squeaking, and I was yelling and we were hugging. That's what you remember, you know? And sometimes I didn't make it about that. And that's a regret for sure. But I think for the most part, it was good. And even when that would happen, we were able to process it in such a way where I could realize that I was wrong and apologize and try to amend my behavior. And that's, that those are great memories too, honestly. So this is it. The world of travel sports, the coaches, the parents, the players, what a trip. It's never all you think it's going to be when they're little. You're like, oh my God, this is going to be incredible. You know, and then you get put, you know, sometimes with a group of kids who either, you know, she was always the youngest one, so she had some really rotten experiences early. But for the most part, it was great. It was great. And now it's sad because it's over. She's grown up. She drives her own car. I always thought, looking in that back seat when she was little, I'm like, there's never going to be a day when she's not back there. When I look in the rear view mirror, is there? And then it's like one of these stupid car commercials that make you cry. When the little girl, she starts out in her car seat, then she's in the front seat next to the dad, then the dad's teaching her to drive, then they're both crying at the end of the commercial.
And then he's walking her down the aisle.
Exactly.
Always ends with that.
That's it. And it's happened. It's already happened. It's very depressing in a way. Dumb.
Yeah, but you have all these great memories, which is awesome. And now a new chapter is starting, which will probably be even better than the last one.
I don't know. I hope. I mean, it's bittersweet to see them grow up.
Yeah, of course.
What's the best travel ball memory, you ask?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There was one day against, what's the really good softball team from Ohio? I can't remember. But she was in a batting slump. We were playing out in Cannonsburg. She was in a horrific slump. It was like watching Tommy Pham at the plate. But she came up against this unbelievable pitcher. And it was a great game. You know, these, you've been through it. The championship games could be at 7 at night. You go there at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then it's just a battle for survival for everybody to survive until the 7 p.m. game. And she came up against this unbelievable pitcher. We're down 3-1, I think, in the sixth inning of a 7-inning game. Mia was on first. Mia drew a walk. And I'll always remember this about Mia. That day, wildly talented kid. She took a walk on very close pitches, but clearly balls in a big situation at a very young age. It was an unbelievable at bat she had. So she's on first. My daughter came up and I think on the second pitch cracked a ball to the opposite field. And I was in there, right field. Cracked it over the right fielder's head and raced into third with a triple. And so it's a 3-2 game. And then she scored when Addie Bracco ran to first, tripped over first, I might add, and fell right on her face. And then we scored the go-ahead run. I forget how that happened. And then at the end of that game, my daughter was pitching. It was a ground ball to McKenzie who threw to first, and it's all on video. So as the ball's going to McKenzie, I'm like, please, please, please make this play. She made the play. Unbelievable feeling. So much fun. That might have been the greatest day for what actually happened on the field.
Right. See, and you have all these amazing memories now.
I know.
You are right, though. Some of the best memories are what happens off the field.
The best. Yeah. The best memories are another day during that slump, and maybe even that day, we went to the batting cage at 6:30 in the morning on the way to the tournament. She's like, I want to go hit. Something's wrong. So that type of thing, you never forget that. You just never forget. And now it's all over. Life is very hurtful, Dom. Anywho, I'm sure a lot of you have experienced all these days and nights in travel ball, the good and the bad. In the end, I think I'd recommend it as a life lesson in some way. I mean, my God, you get into a radio station, you don't think the jealousies and the drama that you see in travel softball are going to play out in a radio station? Of course they are. Mulsey's been jealous of me for years. How about you? What do you have to say about this, Dom? You're just about silent. You what, have to turn on your mic.
Jealousy?
No, about travel ball, about the radio station, about people being jealous of you, about limits and our need to confront him about some of his issues.
Well, that's not jealousy. That's we're looking out for the poor kid.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, there's jealousy everywhere. They say sports, it bleeds into everything.
Who are you jealous of?
Who am I jealous of? I'm jealous of you, jealous of Pony, jealous of Pomp. I'm as low on the ladder here at the station as you could. Everybody I'm jealous of.
Pretty much everybody. Would you like to be the next Pomp in this town? I don't think you can be. And yeah. I don't mean that as a bad thing.
No,
because
nobody
can be. You have too much of an edge. Bob is, he's the mayor. He's a celebrity. He's beloved, all for good reason. What a wonderful man. You can never be that.
Absolutely
because you
not.
you have a real edge to you, which is part of what makes you who you are.
And nobody will ever beat Pomp. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, the day Pomp retires, which hopefully isn't for 100 years, it's gonna be different.
The whole town will be, right?
The whole town.
The sports media landscape will be?
Entirely different.
Is there a nice man who can take over for him? I don't think so. None of us are that nice.
Yeah, nice.
Who is? Who could be Pomp? We're a bunch of jerks.
Yeah. They're not putting us on TV.
Has Ron Cook been forgotten already? I don't think so, Dom. Has he?
No, I don't
think
so.
We're all going to be forgotten, I think.
I think he left a big enough mark that he won't be forgotten.
Did you like him?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Genuinely.
You had good interactions with Ron?
Yeah. I was at school when the whole retirement thing happened.
Yeah.
And so I texted him that week and I was just like, hey, you know, Ron, I wanted to just tell you, you probably won't even see this, but thank you for everything you've done in Pittsburgh sports media. The times I produced for you were great and I hope you have a great retirement. And I wasn't expecting a response.
Mm.
He got back to me a month later.
What did he say?
And it was very nice. He was like, thank you for the kind words. You have a bright future, which he probably didn't mean, but he said it. And, you know, I appreciated working with you and, you know, good luck. All my best to the family.
What a wonderful way to wrap things up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm crying. I'll tell you what my mom once told me. And I think this goes for anything that we're talking about. Saying goodbye in travel ball, saying goodbye in a job, saying goodbye in general, parting ways, whether on good or bad terms. Always try to leave without burning a bridge. Always, whatever it is, any kind of relationship, because you never know who's coming back around, Dom. And my career has been an unbelievable study in that. I quit the Valley News Dispatch in 1995. My boss there was Kevin Smith. Wonderful man. But not the greatest circumstances of me leaving. But I tried to make it as good as I could. And then guess who became my boss 4 years later at the Trib? Kevin Smith. Jim Gracie. Do you recognize that name from our radio station?
Old PD.
Yes. Well, guess where he was the PD first? ESPN 1250. Guess who gave the savvy young news hound his first little radio gig? Jim Gracie. Guess who left 1250 when they had offered him a job full-time to come to a new station called The Fan? The savvy young news hound. Guess who wasn't happy about that? Jim Gracie, because he was the one offering me the full-time job. And he was very angry. But instead of getting angry back, and I understood why, instead of getting angry back at him, I left on the best of terms that I could. And guess who became our programming director here 5 years later? Maybe 10 years later. I don't remember. That's right, Dom. Jim Gracie. So I'm the all-time study in what my mom told me. Let's talk Pirates, shall we? Limits? I mean, Dom? Sometimes you don't talk.
Well, Greg Giannotti once told me this. He said, you don't want to be the producer that hogs the mic. So I take that to heart very seriously.
I want you to hog the mic. I'm tired. We're going to talk Pirates next because great. I thought it was actually a fun weekend. Can we talk about that?
I'd encourage it, actually.
All right. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Partly sunny, high of 68. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain. Man, we're going to play for you that O'Neill Cruz hit yesterday. That's all I'm thinking about from yesterday's game. And I thought the series, I'll tell you my feelings next. I have a lot of them, and I bet you intern Dom does as well, as we roll on the morning show. Starkey in for the boys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.